And now this is a dictation for Leo Oberst, O-B-E-R-S-T, July 13, 2006, addressed as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Oberst, who has advanced renal failure with biopsy findings of glomerular obsolescence, severe fibrosis, and severe arteriosclerosis. He couldn't come in person as he was having problems of diarrhea, probably from food poison hours before. There was no vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, or blood in the stools. He's keeping hydration. No changes in urine, appears cloudy, no cloudiness of blood, has chronic frequency nocturia, a stable edema, has atrial fibrillation but no palpitations, recently evaluated emergency room for atypical chest pain, is my understanding there was no heart attack. He follows with cardiology Dr. Casas, K-A-S-S-A-S, chronic dyspnea but no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, orthopnea PND, no purulent, other review system is negative. Next paragraph. Medications. Lasix, Norvasc, no anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure at home, 128/70. On the phone, he is alert, oriented, and free. No evidence of respiratory distress. He is able to speak in full sentences. Next paragraph. In the recent emergency room visit, which is from April 13, anemia 8.7, low platelet count 61, elevated white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils with low lymphocytes and high monocytes. His creatinine was worse at 3.5. Normal sodium, upper potassium, metabolic acidosis down to 15 with high chloride 111. Present GFR 15, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, pro-BNP 5000, negative troponin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4-5, progressive. Biopsy proving severe arteriosclerosis, interstitial fibrosis, glomerular obsolescence. We already have sent him to learn about dialysis options. He has not done an AV fistula yet or make a final decision if he will do dialysis or not, or what kind of modality at home or in center. He's having some acute gastrointestinal symptoms that he blames something that he ate the night before. We need to make sure that this is not uremic symptoms. Mentally, he was very awake and alert, and there was no respiratory distress. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction, severe mitral regurgitation, was considered not a surgical candidate. Next number, myeloproliferative disorder, the not elevated hydroxyurea, chronic cell count changes as indicated above without evidence of active bleeding or infection. Consider blood transfusion, continue EPO treatment, but might require a high dose and unlikely to respond, potentially blood transfusion. needs to follow with hematology. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation, no anticoagulation because of gastrointestinal bleeding, low platelets and anemia. Next number, he has compression fractures, multiple area, T78, L1, L2, L3, with negative monoclonal protein or malignancy. Next number, prior obstructive uropathy on the left side with a stone removed, 80% uric acid, 20% calcium oxalate, uric acid probably from the myeloproliferative disorder. All issues discussed with the patient. He has consistently mentioning about no dialysis. Continue to follow, end of dictation.